closing.
Hey, it's almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento. It's the Nate Darling Show with me, Nate Darling, my friend Larry Mead, and my other friend Mel Gelbart. Wow. And now, from one end of my cheap IKEA couch, it's me! Hi.
That's scary.
I know, it's crazy, right? This is what happens when you prepare last minute.
You didn't... You did the opening yourself. It was fancy.
I did. I have the music bed, and I hit that. I'm like, wait a minute, there's no announcer. I guess I'll do it, because I can do that.
You're very brave.
Well, somebody had to do it, and my mic was the only one that was on, because I hadn't turned yours on yet.
You're good on the fly.
I do what I can.
He's good with a fly.
I know how to please the ladies who've been through that. Hey, by the way, you can hear our shows, because we have many on the network here, while you're on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed. Sinking. No memory. No storage wasted. It's available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, and your BlackBerry, you business dink. Downloading is easy. Just go to Stitcher.com or check out the App Store. Stitcher Smart Radio. It's a smarter way to listen to radio. Radio.
You kind of sound like you're orgasming.
Sound ancient man orgasming.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't sound like that when he's orgasming.
Do straight dudes... Well, this is a weird question.
Yes, we orgasm, Larry.
No, straight dudes sound different when they orgasm than gay dudes?
Well, what do gay dudes sound like?
Oh my god, I'm coming!
Yes, they sound different.
I know I do.
I don't know. I might have to ask some friends.
Okay.
I'm going to go with deeper and huskier.
Have you seen gay dudes have sex? Fuck. No joke, my voice becomes like, I'm a 65-year-old, very straight masculine dude. Fuck yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah.
I guess if it's based on the example you just gave, it's very different. If it's a regular orgasm, I would say everybody kind of is pretty similar. I don't know.
My boyfriend Adam showed me a video of two oh my god, I can't even admit this.
No.
Of two dudes maybe doing something. One was maybe mouthifying the other one's wang. And halfway through as he was getting done, the dude whose wang was getting mouthified started talking like Mickey Mouse.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was the weirdest. I know a lot of other people have seen it, but it is bizarre.
That's not hot.
No. And then later that day at Pride, someone who will go unmentioned, who I think listens, came up to me and told me, and we were talking, and this guy passed by. He's like, I have to tell you something that's secret. That dude over there, he's like, we had a date, went really great, went back to his house, whatever, fooling around. And then he starts going into full-scale baby talk, like goo goo gaga, you wanna goo goo, like not like cute baby talk, like, oh, me a little baby, but like acting like a baby. And he was like, I didn't know what to do, so I just said I had to go to the bathroom, and he left his house. But like, I was like, oh my god, he probably wanted to like have you change his diaper.
That's so gross.
Isn't that weird?
It's a little different.
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, happy birthday, America. Some sad news to start the show off with, of course. Found out this morning that Andy Griffith passed away, and this is an iconic song, from Andy Griffith's show.
He had a long, amazing life, though.
He did. Griffith. He's well-loved.
Show. Yeah.
86 Griffith years old. So there's very few people who are on the Andy Griffith show who are still alive. I did a little look-up today. The lady that played Thelma Lou is still with us, and of course, Ron Howard is still with us. Everybody else has passed on, that I'm aware of. But did you realize that the Andy Griffith Show theme song actually had lyrics?
I think I knew that. I'm not going to swear. Down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not
get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. I think this is one of the things that Larry's gay friends say, too.
I think I dated a guy once that knew this and used to sing the words.
Do you know he won a Grammy for gospel album?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know, and I was so amazed by that.
He was very known for that.
I don't think... I'm dumb.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I'm pretty.
You are.
Maybe a bit naive.
Whenever I think of gospel music, I just think of big black ladies.
Okay. It's very racist. So lyrics to the Andy Griffith Show, safe home, Andy Griffith, and rest in peace, my man. And everybody went on Facebook today and said, you know what you should watch? this movie with Andy Griffith from 1957. And my reply on Twitter was, hey, why didn't you assholes hit me to this movie like years ago if it's so fucking great? Did it all of a sudden get awesome because he died?
I guess so. Hey, speaking of movies, we both saw the same movie this
week. What did
week.
You say? Oh, I saw a movie this week, too.
We did. I'm going to get to that in just...
Oh, I want to know what you guys saw. Can I guess?
We'll get to that in just a second. I want to talk about, before we do that, last week, and it's been up on the site since Friday, was my interview with Bald Brian from the Adam Carolla Show.
My friend Jenny is super excited about that, by the way.
Did she get a chance to listen yet?
I think she listened, but I haven't had a chance to talk to her yet.
Okay.
But when I told her it was happening, she got all... A Twitter, yeah. She was super excited.
He was really, really cool. And one of the things that happened was in the middle of the interview, his dog started going nuts, like barking. And he's like, hold on, I got to go see it. And he had a package delivery. So
yeah, I did.
So and we left all that in. I threw a little Pink Panther music underneath the silence because there was a little bit of silence in there. But if you listen, you'll find out what Bald Brian got delivered during our interview.
Did he order it through Amazon, through our show?
Probably not, since he also hosts a podcast called The Film Vault. And he has the same thing with Amazon, and he's on the Adam Carolla Show, of course, which makes kajillions of dollars through Amazon that same way. But here's a little taste of the interview I had with him. And a lot of your talking is done through the drops that you play. And that's kind of how you're interjecting your opinion and things like that. But then there's the times when you actually come out with your own voice, which is it adds a ton to the show.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, the drops are... You know, I think for any casual observer, you know, the drops are just sound effects. But really, and not to get too, you know, I always hate people that get too philosophical or too heady about their own jobs, especially when it's playing fart noises. But if you want to get, you know, philosophical and heady about the drops, they're really less sound effects than they are, you know, sort of an ironic commentary, I guess, on what's going on. You know, it's very much taking the piss out of Adam or Allison or whoever's talking, or the guest or whatever, the caller. And it's sort of the Greek chorus, you know, the classic Greek chorus who's commenting on the proceedings in hopefully an ironic way.
So that was what he had to say about, because he's the sound effects, plays drops during the Adam Carolla Show.
I like that he said drop, because in my mind, all I heard him say was drop it like it's hot.
And if you listen to the show, which, of course, if you're a subscriber to our show on iTunes, it's just in the feed. If you hit refresh, it'll be in the feed between last week and this week. Or you can go to NateDarlingShow.com, and it's right there as well. You can find out the question I asked him that elicited this response.
Nate, you're 100% right, and credit to you, because I don't think I've heard a lot of people bring that up.
So there you go.
Wow.
Which I then edited very slightly to make my favorite drop for myself.
Nate, you're 100% right.
Remember that, kids.
I will never remember that.
I know. But I don't expect you to remember anything. It's kind of how it goes.
That's not
Did
nice.
You tell him he must not tell lies?
What?
From that thing.
What thing? What are you talking about?
Can we do a whole show where we whisper?
I don't know. But
it was my commentary on you being always right with a slight Harry Potter throw in.
Oh. You're supposed to whisper.
Oh. Well, you know what? This show is sort of a celebration, if you will. It's not our one-year anniversary, but it is our one-year anniversary of doing the show with Mel.
Yay, me!
So welcome, one-year anniversary of Mel.
And to celebrate, I brought cupcakes
for
everybody.
They were so good.
Yeah, we had some tasty cupcakes.
They were from a place called the Icing on the Cupcake on Alhambra, and they were really nice. They were very friendly people.
Next time you go in, they should give you some for free.
Well, I'm hoping to get back there, so if they're listening, I would love some free cupcakes, because I would like to get carrot cake cupcakes, because that's what Paul likes.
I don't like carrot cake. I have very strong feelings about carrot cake.
I don't either, but Paul loves
it.
Why do
cake.
People like it?
Yeah, why?
It's moist and spicy and carroty.
Do you know what it tastes like? It tastes like you made a cake and then kind of threw in some leftovers from dinner, then you baked it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Have you seen the thing where you make cupcakes, but no cupcakes? You make them with, like, meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and stuff on the top.
Did you just say caramel on the top?
I meant to think I did.
Ew.
Wow. Gravy, maybe?
Yes. Gravy. Do you know what I really liked about these cupcakes? The muffin top part. I liked it because if you see how I eat cupcakes, I eat the rim first. And then I eat the cake.
That's what he said.
Larry eats the rim first.
Yeah.
My friend Anna, do you know how she eats cupcakes? She unpeels the cupcake, cuts it under right under the muffin part and puts the cake bottom part on top and makes like a cupcake sandwich.
Okay. Oh, that's smart, because I have a problem sometimes if there's too much icing, it's too sugary, so I like it mixed. I like to rip the cake off the bottom and dip it in the icing.
That's pretty much what that does. It makes it like a big cake cookie.
Thank you, by the way, for not calling it a muffin. It's like a muffin, but it's not a muffin.
Right.
Because he keeps calling it a muffin.
Because I like to say the word muffin top.
As if no one will have any idea what a cupcake is if he doesn't put the muffin reference
in
there.
It's a cake in the shape of a small muffin.
So, Mel, do you remember why we had you on the show initially? It turned out to be to cover for Larry, who was stuck on a flight somewhere.
Larry was gone, and all I remember was we sat across from each other, the one and only time we sat across from each other, and it was a very dark show about a lot of really horrible things happening to people.
Well, this is I dug this up because this lady who remains in jail, I brought you in to defend your gender.
Oh, that's right.
Aww. All right, in the news today, two notorious cases are underway in one courthouse. The woman accused of cutting off her husband's private parts
putting it
and
in
the man
disposal.
Accused of throwing his son overboard. KTLA's Jennifer Gould is outside the courthouse in Santa Ana with more on both these stories. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Megan. Well, we can tell you right now, first on 5, that Catherine Q. Becker's case has been continued now till February 2nd. She did appear in court this morning, and she is there right now.
Yeah, so she cut off her husband's penis, allegedly, and threw it allegedly in the garbage disposal, allegedly, and turned it on.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you were away, so I had Mel in to defend her gender.
I don't think I did a really good job because I couldn't justify doing something so heinous to someone.
Which, that's why we had you back. Because if you'd have been like, listen, you don't understand what it's like being with guys.
Well, I remember us talking about the fact that when a girl does it, everyone's like, you go, girl. He had it coming. But if a guy did that, they'd be like, what a monster.
Yeah.
He ripped off her vagina lips and threw them in the disposal. What a monster.
Do vaginas have lips?
Yeah, there's inner and outer
labia. Oh, well, the labias.
Yeah.
Oh.
But they're referred to as lips.
I call them pink curtains or tacos.
Not meat curtains?
Oh,
that's
come
offensive.
On now.
What? Is it really offensive?
You know who has about 1,000 different ways to describe a vagina in disgusting terms is Greg Saban. Newton Carruthers.
I could see that.
Does he?
He's taught me many gross terms.
I like his old-timey words for junk.
Yeah.
His old-timey words. He should write a book. Oh, no, he should have one of those calendars that you rip off a page every day that's like old-timey word for naughty things. He plays the banjo. He's very old-timey.
He is.
He does.
But he's modern old-timey.
It's true. So, welcome, Mel, to year number 2.
Thanks for keeping me.
Yeah, I'm glad we were able to.
Me too.
I mean, we wanted you on the show, but there were scheduling issues, and we finally decided to launch without you, and then we corrected our errors and got everything going in the right direction.
And now we're a happy family.
Indeed.
We're a threesome.
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
We have really good sex, too.
I would not necessarily together, but we do. I would say that we are, in fact, the only podcast in America, the only radio show, the only show anywhere in the known universe that has a gay guy, a straight guy, and a former police woman talking about current events.
Hells yeah.
We're fucking unique. We are. You know what we are, Larry?
Special?
Party unicorns.
I do like Party Unicorns.
I know. Speaking of Party Unicorns, Tom Cruise. Poor Tom Cruise. Katie Holmes has left him, filed for divorce.
Shocking. I think everyone is just completely non-shocked.
Yeah.
She is 33 and he is just turning 50 and she has filed for divorce, not in California. No, in New York State.
Yeah, the big news this week, Tom and Katie broke up and Anderson Cooper's gay. I'm so underwhelmed by the news this week.
I know, right?
So,
the only thing I'm mad about is Anderson Cooper's so beautiful, and it just, once you get it confirmed, it just sort of breaks your heart.
I've been saying this, as every gay person has known for years, and girls have refused to believe it.
It was like Greg Louganis.
Yeah.
When Greg Louganis came out and said he was gay, every girl I went to school with was like, no! And I'm like, you didn't have a chance with him anyway, honey. It's okay.
That's how I felt about Anderson. Like, years ago, I had a conversation with someone. I'm like, yeah, I get the vibe that he's probably gay, but I choose to not think about it because I think he's just really good looking.
No, signs you're gay. You buy an ancient firehouse in Brooklyn. No, in Hell's Kitchen with your with another dude and talk about how much joy you have refurbishing it. Signs you're gay. Oh, my God. Did you see that picture on Facebook? Do you know text from Hillary, which I still think are hysterical, those pictures? And it has Anderson saying, Hill, I'm gay. And Hillary texted back and said, "Girl, this is not news." Aww. For whatever reason, every time I see it, I still like burst out laughing out loud.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody took to Facebook to put stuff like that up, and it's like everybody's giant overreaction to saying that it wasn't really big news was so fucking at odds with itself that it made me angry.
Yeah, talking about making non-news news.
This isn't news at all. Now, everybody, let's talk about it.
Because it's funny.
The good thing, though, for me about the Tom and Katie thing was when they first got together, I hated her so much.
Why? What did she do?
Honestly, all my reasons are horrible.
That's why I asked.
I think because she's from Ohio, and I'm bitter and jealous.
What?
Maybe that she's so successful.
She's from Toledo, Northwest Ohio.
I think that was part of it. The fact that I thought her character in Dawson's Creek was awful, and that she's not much of an actress, and she got this big, huge superstar for nothing.
Do you know how they found each other?
Craigslist?
No, this is true. I'm not making this up.
Didn't they meet at, like, a party
or
something?
No, false. So when Tom Cruise was single, in Scientology, there's an organization called the Sea Org, which, because Scientology really has its roots because they couldn't practice in any country on boats. And still where you go to get the highest levels of Scientology done, they have a boat. So they're the Sea Org, short for Sea Organization.
Oh, that was like the lady that said she was trapped on their boat?
Yes, like the leaders. So they decided Tom Cruise could not be single. He needed to be married. So they vetted possible women who'd be interested in dating him. They literally prepped her, they prepped people to see if they would be open to the idea of Scientology, etc. And she was one of them. They wanted to get someone that was on the verge of potentially being famous and get her. And it was an arranged date. And then, they knew she had talked in interviews.
How do you know these things?
He's making them up.
No, I'm not, because there's a woman, I forget her first name, something Scobie. She wrote a book all about Scientology because she was in the Sea Org. She worked at the Celebrity Center in Hollywood. She talked about how it went over, like how much work went into trying to find a suitable mate for him.
Well, that didn't work so well. But what I was going to say is,
he's 0-3.
I didn't. When they got together, I just didn't care. I didn't listen. I didn't pay attention. I was out of the loop. So when you said you wanted to talk about this today, it was the first time I ever got to see like that ridiculous couch jumping thing.
Oh, you've never seen that?
I'd never seen that. It's so painful to watch. It's horrible. And then her singing to him, it's so uncomfortable. They're so uncomfortable.
When is John Travolta going to get divorced, and when can the two be together?
Well, to be fair to Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, we all, especially when we're younger, although Tom Cruise is way older than I am, so I don't think he has an excuse, but when you're in the first levels of a relationship and you're really super into the other person, you do things that if you look back on them later, you'd be like, that's kind of over the top.
But you don't go on Oprah and jump up and down on a couch when you've been in the media for 15 years.
When I didn't realize he did it, like, it was never ending. It just got more and more
bizarro.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he was doing that, like, T-Bowing thing. The whole thing was very
strange. But before there was T-Bowing, he was just, it was sort of like a flexing thing.
He was Scientology.
It's more the thinker. I don't really, which is odd because Tim Tebow is not really what I would call the thinker at all.
I also think it's weird that all of his wives leave him when they're 33.
Right.
Well, you know, that's the age you start having babies. You start looking at the rest of your life, and you go, "What's going on here?"
I also think it's the age where women in marriages have to go through some very interesting rituals in the Church of Scientology.
It's not
a coincidence.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
Plus, the child's probably getting to that age where they wanted to be bringing her in.
Well, and that was supposedly the biggest fears, because what happens when you're a kid, Scientology has this thing called sec checks or security checks, where you go, because auditing is very important, because you have to get rid of your reactive mind, which are like all your past lives, like baggage. When you're a kid, you can never lie. But what you do from kids that were raised in Scientology and then left, said you learn how to lie, because they'll ask you, like, do you want to kill your mom? Do you want to kill your mom? Do you want to kill your mom? Did you ever think about killing your mom? And, like, they ask these crazy questions some would say, brainwashing or thinking in a very strange way. And her daughter's the age where they're going to start doing that.
Ooh.
Others call it counseling. It really, I encourage anyone to read the book from Reitman, Inside Scientology. It's incredible.
I bet you can get that on Amazon. And you should go to NateDarlingShow.com and click through the Shop Amazon Through Us tab. By the way, if you are a Scientologist and you're listening to this show, the opinions expressed are by Larry and Larry alone, based on his research. I love Scientologists because I love everybody, except meter maids. Fuck them.
Oh, and gosh. Hobos.
And hobos. And here's the thing. Scientologists probably don't have any meter maids or hobos in their ranks. Just saying. So Tom, from Tom and Katie to a poor young girl who, this also made me angry. It's not a meter maid situation, but it's a police situation. A Houston woman's attempt to save drivers from speeding tickets landed her in 12 hours of jail. She was riding her bike home from a grocery store last week near downtown Houston. She noticed cops pulling over speeders, so she parked her bike, turned one of her grocery bags into a makeshift sign warning drivers of a speed trap ahead. And then an officer drove up and arrested her. Let's take a listen to this report.
Plummer admits she will probably never hold up a sign like this again out near any road.
I was completely abiding by the law. I was simply just warning other citizens of a situation ahead.
It was last Thursday on West Dallas. She was on her bike headed home from the grocery store when she saw
this
Houston police pulling over alleged speeders. She took this video while riding by.
It felt like he was just pulling random cars over.
She went up the street a few blocks, made the sign, and stood, she says, on the sidewalk.
I for sure did not step into the street.
On the sidewalk.
I love that this is all a reenactment.
After a few minutes, Plummer claims one of the officers drove up, jumped from his car, and started pulling at her backpack. She says he searched it without consent, then arrested her.
He was telling me he was taking me to jail for a felony of obstructing justice, and that was an automatic 3 to 5 years.
She was instead only cited with a misdemeanor. Court documents show her accused of walking in the roadway where there is a sidewalk present. She says, though, that she spent 12 hours in jail before bonding out. HPD refused our request to talk about this incident here on camera. A spokesman says she was in the roadway, was a danger to herself and others, the sum total of which was an arrestable offense.
He couldn't take me.
Okay, so we'll skip the rest of the report.
Makes me so mad.
Who are you mad at?
The police.
Thank you.
I it's funny because I actually watched the story and read it, and I thought, oh my God, Nate and I are going to have the same reaction on this one. Because even if she was in the fucking roadway,
which she probably wasn't,
the chances of her being under the influence or impaired enough that she was a danger to herself or others that he couldn't have said, please get on the sidewalk, and that would have solved the problem in a normal world. When else, besides when you're holding a sign fucking up the police officer's traffic stop, would they not just go, can you please get on the sidewalk? And they would say, sure.
Well, here's the other...
When would you arrest someone for that? And why would someone have to spend 12 hours in that?
Right.
In jail for that?
Yeah, and arrest them for a felony of not standing on the sidewalk?
It should have been a cite and release on the spot anyway. It's just, the whole thing is just such... I hate when the police do that. There's no reason for it. Just do your job. Who cares if she's holding the fucking sign?
Larry, what do you say?
I don't know.
What if it was a Scientologist police
officer?
Oh, now
I'm interested.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get both sides.
I don't. And
it's the same reason why I get annoyed when people advertise that they have drunken checkpoints. You know, like drunk driving checkpoints. I think it's stupid.
That people will walk into a bar and go, or what?
Because it assumes that, like, if you're drinking and... Like, the thing that bothers me about those is that it assumes that, like, oh, well, don't go there because you might get caught if you're drunk and drunk. You shouldn't ever be driving under the influence, ever. People put them on, when bars put them on Facebook, and I'm looking at you, Hoppies by Sac State, when you put them on and say, oh, there's going to be, a driver checkpoint here, you might want to avoid it.
I think that's a different
example.
It's a
little shady.
And I get what you're saying.
It is, and I do sort of agree with you, but I have been in bars where someone has come in and said, hey, by the way, this was in Vermont, there's a Project Crash is what they call it there. Project Crash is set up here. And I think that's more, and not that it's right, but I think that's more, you walk into a bar and you go, hey, you've had two beers, maybe you're going to blow a .08, so you're going to be right at that level. Maybe you want to go the other way home so that you don't end up in a roadblock.
Or maybe you call your friend to drive you.
Yeah, maybe that's the solution. If you know you're going to have to go through that way, then you can make another plan.
You figure, though, either way, they're either pulling people over or her sign is slowing them down. Either way, the problem's solved, so there's not speeders.
Right. Did her sign have glitter?
No. It was just a Sharpie on a paper bag.
See, I think she should have gotten arrested because of poor sign design.
Well, she didn't have a lot of prep time.
Here's where I have a problem with it, and this is part of the whole thing. Cops will say, we're not out here to raise money. We're out here to keep people safe and slow people down. I've heard that again and again from different officers. Now, maybe it's different. These guys obviously weren't out there to do that. They were out there to make money. They had a guy out in the street with a radar gun, so you couldn't see him until it was too late.
I wouldn't say that they were out that was their rationale. I mean, somebody might have said, we've had a bunch of accidents here. We want you to just run traffic all day at this spot.
Right. I understand that. But if that's the case, then the girl with the sign is slowing people down just as much as the cop with the radar gun.
But it's not about that. It's that the cops don't like people interfering or thinking they know better or know what they're doing. And so they get pissed off and they want to hassle them.
Yeah. When
just like they don't want to be videotaped.
Right. But and by the way, we have every right to videotape a police officer out in public if we're in a public area.
Exactly.
And I know people who have been pulled over because one of the things that you do sometimes is if you see that there is a speed trap somewhere, it's at night, you're going the other direction, you might flash your high beams just to go, hey, there's something going on. Now, that could mean there's a speed trap. That could mean there's an accident, because I've done that with people. You go by an accident scene, you meet somebody about a half mile or a quarter mile down the road, you flash the headlights, say, hey, by the way, there's something coming up. I know people who've gotten pulled over and ticketed for that.
Well, in some states, that's illegal. And if you're breaking the law, you're breaking the law.
Right.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
She wasn't breaking the law. There was a law that said you cannot advertise a speed zone if you notice it. You are not allowed to hold up signs to that nature. Then I'd say it's totally her fault. She was breaking the law.
Right. But she was not.
But she was not.
So it was
because awful. Yeah, in a lot of states, flashing your lights is illegal. You can't do it for any reason. You just it's against the law.
Well, that's a ridiculous. Be that as it may, and I'm not arguing it. It's a ridiculous law because what's the harm in me signaling to somebody there's a traffic incident
they can say
coming
it can
up?
Be dangerous or distraction. You flash someone, they get it in their eye. All of a sudden, they swerve off the road and they crash. So
or maybe you flash somebody, and that's when gangbangers do their initiation and they come and they kill you.
Right.
I've heard that from my Aunt Linda.
It must be true.
My Aunt Linda told me.
Does she live in Florida, Larry?
She also has told me you should never put your hand in the return change of any vending machine because people put needles with AIDS in it.
Mm. You know what else happens in Florida?
I used to work with a lady full of those.
I love when people are convinced that they're true.
Well, if you lived in Florida, you might be, because a Florida man is under investigation for repeatedly returning boxes of used enemas to a CVS pharmacy.
It's fucking hot.
Where workers reshelved the items. The unidentified suspect, who has not yet been charged in a product tampering probe led by the Food and Drug Administration, was arrested earlier this month on an unrelated outstanding warrant. He's locked up, so he's probably not going to be doing it again. The probe began earlier in the month when a worker told Jacksonville Sheriff's Office deputies that the suspect on four occasions had purchased ready-to-use saline enemas only to return the items.
I'm so nauseous.
The employee said the suspect told him that it was the enema was for the suspect's mother and she no longer needed them. That was four times. Four times mom needed an enema and then she said, nah.
I pooped. Okay.
I'm good. I'm good. It's all good.
Have you ever self like given yourself a colonoscopy? What's the word I'm looking
colonic?
For? A colonic or an enema?
I have not. I've heard that they're healthy and good for you and you should do that, but I never have. I have a friend that did like a series of them and said it was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a little wigged out by the whole thing.
And sir, there's an Indian practice, and I'm never going to say this right. The kind of, it's meditation yoga, Ivindu, I don't know. But if you go to an ashram and go through a series, you do oil enemas over a period of 2 weeks. Warm oil gets put up your butt, and then you kind of like let it go. Have you ever had one?
It's gross.
No, I have
You've
not.
Never had one?
No.
I encourage you to try colonic. It is remarkably freeing.
Now, according to a CVS, spokesperson, the company believes that over a 2-month period, as many as 12 enema packages were possibly used by a customer who then returned them with resealed packaging to make the products appear unopened.
See, that's not a cheap person. That's a yucky, disgusting person with a fetish.
Oh, yeah. This is some guy who was just going home. He was giving himself an enema, refilling the bottle with his dirty water, and then going back home and beating off to the thought of somebody discovering it.
Yeah, and leaving his poop behind.
That chocolate cupcake was good, by the way.
Hey, you know what it's time for? It's time for...
Cool!
Hey.
Tool.
Whoa. All right, first up this week in Cool or Tool. This one's going to be a hard one for Larry, especially.
I'm scared.
First up in Cool or Tool, Tom Cruise. Just Tom Cruise.
Tool.
No.
Just Tom Cruise? That's all we get?
Yeah. That's all. So I don't. It doesn't need to be hard every time. This is an anniversary show.
Oh my god! I'm gonna say. I mean, cool. I guess because I don't think he's a tool. He's just a human being. He's kind of an idiot. But I mean, people make mistakes and they live their lives and they do the best they can. And I just can't fault him for being who he is. Sorry.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sorry. Tom Cruise is kind of cool. I mean, he just seems to be a dude out having fun. makes halfway decent movies. I mean, I like the Mission Impossibles.
Did you see Rock of Ages?
No.
Neither did anyone else in America.
Do you know why? It looked really gay. No offense. Not gay homosexual,
what was that spaceship movie he made? With John Travolta. Was he in the movie?
No, I don't believe he was in Battlefield Earth. He was not. Well, everybody makes a bad movie, but Tom Cruise, I think, is cool. You know,
speaking of gay movies, though, did you see Magic Mike?
Of course.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in just a second.
Can't wait.
Right after we get through Cooler Tool. Up next, Cooler Tool, the Houston PD for arresting a chick for her sign.
Tool!
Larry?
I'm going to say cool because police don't get enough support in our society.
They're fucking tools. This is a guy. This guy was somebody who had an attitude, a badge, a gun, and a taser, and he was going to show that little girl, who by the way looked like the weeniest little vegan chick ever, who was riding her bicycle back from Whole Foods.
Her beach cruiser.
How non-threatening a person can you be, other than a tiny woman riding a beach cruiser back from Whole Foods?
Sad.
Tools. All right. And finally, in Cooler Tool, this one might be a little bit more difficult for you. CVS for the very liberal return policy. Mel.
Oh. You know, I like being able to return things, but I'm also very moral about it. I think there should be a slightly higher standard of checking the products, though, because it kind of grosses me out. And the other day, I was at the store, and I went to buy tampons, and the box of tampons had been opened and retaped shut, and I just thought, don't resell tampon boxes that have been opened. That's ooky.
Yeah, you don't know where those have been.
So they get a tool from me just because it's so gross.
They should pull them out of the box and sell them individually like they do cheese sticks.
Stock the vending machine in the ladies' room.
Yeah, sometimes you just need one.
Well, I would think all the time you would just need one. How loose are you if you need more than one at a time?
Oh, God, at a time. One.
Have you ever put two tampons in by mistake?
No, but I did have a case at work where a girl claimed that the tampon was inside of her and then she was sexually assaulted and so it got pushed up in her.
Mmm. Ew.
Wow.
Larry, what do you think of their liberal return policy?
Cool, because I love... CVS is very helpful whenever I return condoms. The lubrication on this is weird. It's kind of milky. Ew, I'm kidding. That was a joke, y'all. I want to say cool because I do like stores that have liberal return policies.
I do too. And I try to be very fair about it.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I mean, they got hosed. I mean, it's not their fault that they got hosed.
Pun intended.
Anima hosed.
Do you know how you can always tell? Okay, I'm giving away a secret.
Okay.
Okay, if you're curious about if a dude is gay or not, go into his shower. If he has a handheld shower, chances are he's gay.
No.
Yes.
No, because I used to have one, and I'm not gay.
Bicurious.
Not even remotely
Paul
bicurious.
Has one. No, shower. No, my brother has one.
What I'm saying is,
people
it doesn't
love them.
I'm not saying inevitably if you have a handheld shower, you're gay. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that it's a critical factor. It's a critical piece of data in a larger set of information.
Although to be fair to me, it was actually a gift for my first ex-wife.
See, there you go.
So it was
because they're handy for things.
Sure, they're handy for a lot of things.
No, I'm just saying.
Rinsing off the undercarriage?
Just saying. So if you're curious if a guy is gay or not, go into his shower. And that is one piece of information. It's not the only concluding piece. It's one piece. And both of you are very defensive of men with handheld showers.
They're so prevalent. Everybody has them.
So are gay people.
Okay.
Everyone has gay people.
Here's another tip on how to tell if he sucks cock.
Oh,
that's a pretty good indication.
Actually, it's not because I don't really suck cock. I have too small of a mouth. True story.
It's only one indicator,
Adam
Larry.
Adam can testify. Why am I telling him a business?
It's only one indicator, Larry.
Do you
Larry.
Lick a little at least? Just a tip?
I'm not really into that. Not going to lie. Not my thing.
Just the rim?
Nah, not even.
Do you nibble the rim?
Nope.
Do you give it butterfly kisses?
No. Nate Darling's out of control today, y'all.
Sorry. Well,
no,
oh
I
yeah,
don't.
Because you wouldn't ask first, the same thing.
First of all, I'm chaste. I'm chaste and virgin.
Chased by how many gay dudes?
Second of all, I am chased by many gay dudes. Second of all, that was an inside joke for all of y'all that know gay lingo. Second of all, I just don't really find too much excitement by that. Some of my friends literally could suck dick for hours and think that's the best thing in the world. Me, I'm like, meh.
They need to pass that along to ladies because ladies do nothing but complain about that. Not all ladies, but a lot of them.
I'm going
to
say majority of gay men love to suck wieners. Love it.
It depends on the wiener.
They need to do classes.
Do you
then.
Like to suck wieners?
Depends on the wiener. Really?
Well, I would assume so. I mean, obviously, if it's like the size of a baby's arm, you'd probably get tired.
Don't most men like to eat taco?
It depends on the guy, and it depends on how clean everything is. That's really the big deciding factor.
I think it's a case by case on both.
And how long it takes.
I've always heard it's one of those things that a lot of straight men feel a little bit uncomfortable with, but they really do enjoy it.
Eating box?
Eating taco.
I don't know anybody who feels uncomfortable with it. I know guys who don't want to do it because they're, quite frankly, lazy. I don't feel like doing it.
As a woman, do you enjoy having your taco eaten every now and then?
It was one of those things that made me very self-conscious for years and years and years and years. And Paul is pretty much the first.
Really?
High five, Paul!
Wow. Did at one point, did anybody do this? What does that smell? Because that would probably ruin you for a good 10 years.
No, but I tend to be that person. I tend to be like, oh my God, vaginas are kind of gross and you're kind of close to my body. And I don't know. What if it, you know, like, I feel like...
Kind of close. It's inside there.
I know. Like, I feel if anyone's going to put their face that close to that area, like, I'm one of those people that, like, has to go take a shower if that might happen. I'm like, I got to go thoroughly bathe and shave and
sure,
clean up. And
sure.
I was like, all right, I'll be right here.
Mel, I'm slightly excited with you talking about this.
Yeah, I think that's not a bad thing if somebody wants to go and get clean before they do that. Not that it's mandatory, especially if you keep it shaved.
Yeah.
Because if the more hair down there, that hair just holds body odor and stuff. So that's why I prefer a lady who's using the hardwood floor.
Yeah,
so to speak.
It makes me a little self-conscious, but once in a great while, if I feel particularly clean and fresh and lovely, I do enjoy it. It's just not something I can relax enough to enjoy most of the time.
Do you douche?
No.
You shouldn't douche. There's no reason to.
Somebody gave me a whole lecture once on why you shouldn't
that. The same people say, some doctors say the same thing about colonics, but I know some women that douche because they feel clean.
Yeah,
a lot of people say our bodies were made to do a lot of stuff on its own, and we've ruined our bodies by training it to not do stuff on its own. For example, not being able to monitor your temperature by always wearing clothing or shavings,
right,
or that kind of stuff. And somebody told me the same thing. You know, your body naturally sort of takes care of itself and cleans itself, but if you start doing it, your body will stop, and then you have to keep doing it for forever.
Well, the other thing is, usually when women want to douche, it's because they're like, oh, something smells weird or something doesn't feel quite right, and that's probably an infection you should go see a doctor about.
Yeah.
That, you know, take a little antibiotics and take care of it. Don't just sort of mask the symptoms. I love how uncomfortable Larry gets when we start talking about female forms.
I don't understand.
All right, Larry, let's go and let's talk about the movie you saw this week.
We'll go
completely the other way. Larry saw Magic Mike.
Of course he did. And I saw it Friday night, and Adam and I went to Hooters before because I needed some yang to my yang. And so Adam had never been to Hooters before, which I thought was funny because
I've never been to Hooters.
I like Hooters.
Well, I suppose he doesn't have a reason to go either, but you don't have a reason to go.
I love boobies.
Yeah, they're fun.
Then why haven't you been to Hooters?
I don't know. I just never been to a Hooters.
We should go. We'll do a remote.
I've been to strip clubs, but I've never been to Hooters.
Hmm.
Here, Hooters really don't disclose. I mean, their shirts are low cut, but it's really no worse or better than any. Like, to me, it's a little bit funny how people think Hooters is really kind of crazy. But first of all, they wear tights and they wear pantyhose.
Yeah,
and their shirts are low cut, but really, I've seen women dress more slutty in church.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to you, Sister Nancy. So the movie itself is very good, I will say.
Okay.
Shockingly. It is it's a little better than I want it to be. I will say that if possible, I actually like Channing Tatum more after seeing this movie. Matthew McConaughey is creepy in it, and many people have had the similar reaction.
Creepy how?
His character is a little odd. I'll put it that way.
Now, is he like the MC at a male strip
club?
He's
the proprietor of the male strip club, and I will say there was many things that were ambiguous about it. No, I'll just say that. because I don't want to ruin it if you've seen it. I don't want to bias you other than saying he's a little creepy. I will say Channing Tatum is a fucking amazing dancer. And there were women that were so horny from that theater, straight dudes should go outside and wait outside the movie when Magic Mike is shown, because those girls would have sex with anyone and anything. There were people hooting and hollering at the screen, and I wasn't at a place that was normally where people might more interact with the theater, like a ghetto theater. It was a nicer place, and there was people literally during one of the during some key scenes. There was some like, "Hell yeah!" And I might have been yelling, "Get it, girl!" a few times because it called for it.
Larry has so far said horrible things about Scientologists and African Americans. Go on.
No, first, I need to get on a little soapbox about this. Culturally,
okay.
Black people tend to view entertainment as more participatory, where, like, Showtime at the Apollo, like, you participate. It's rude if you don't. So if you've ever seen a movie in an air, like, Washington, D.C., like, Union Station, where literally people scream at the movie theater, at the screen, you'll understand what I'm talking about, y'all. But Magic Mike was really good. Channing Tatum was a great dancer. The gay dude's in it, Bomer, I forget his name. He has two kids with his husband. And, it is a really interesting movie, and it's quasi-based in his life on what would have happened had he stayed a stripper in Tampa. So I wish it would be released in IMAX 3D. There is one scene. You see some of his butt. You see a lot of him. And I think Kevin James is the hottest dude ever. I like bigger, bulkier dudes, but there's just something about him. And he... there's one scene that doesn't make sense, and I don't want to ruin anything for you, so if you really don't want to hear this, close your ears for 10 seconds. He dresses up as Marilyn Monroe in a dress. and it's one of those, like, why do you... And I actually read an article that say that scene didn't make sense, and he wanted to do it. And so, you know, he did.
Maybe the reason you're attracted to him is there's a huskier man waiting to get out.
Oh, I think in 30 years, when he's a little bit huskier and put on some weight... I will be outside his gate going, "Marry me, Channing Tatum."
Can I just say on a totally unrelated gay segue yes. note? I was at the gym yesterday working out, and on one of the TVs, they had Wheel of Fortune. And you know, right with Vanna and Pat? That's
yeah.
right.
Yep.
And you know how they like introduce themselves, like all the people, the contestants?
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
And like the first lady is like, and he always asks the same questions, like, "What are your hobbies? Are you married?" "I'm married to a wonderful man, Bob, and we have two kids. Pee pee and poo poo, whatever." And then the last guy was like, "I'm married to a wonderful man, Richard. We have two children." I'm like, the first gay guy on Wheel of Fortune that I've ever seen. It was so cool. It felt so very liberal and liberating.
Well, just like on Facebook now, you can say you're married to a male.
Yeah.
And they have the two little dudes next to each other.
I liked it.
Now, Mel and I saw the same movie.
I know. I want to see the movie you guys saw really bad, actually.
Really, so really bad.
Good.
That's true.
I've heard it's really funny. Don't say too much. Don't ruin anything.
We won't give you any.
I'm going to ruin the whole thing. I'm going to do all the lines.
Talk, I'm going to close my ears.
No, open yours. It'll be fine. Trust me, it'll be fine. Nothing could possibly ruin the movie for you.
I just
you.
Wish I could do the Boston accent. Oh, I'm a cock.
Oh, my. One of the funniest things in the movie was the teddy bear doing an impression of a Boston girl having sex.
Oh my god, it was so funny.
Larry, you can unplug your ears. We're not ruining it.
Everything in the whole thing was amazing.
Yeah, the whole movie was good.
It was just on the verge of almost too dirty, and they never quite went over. And the writing was smart. Every time you thought they were going to go serious, they went funny. And every time you thought they were going to go funny, they went serious. It was all these really great left turns.
The one of the things that you'll notice if you go to the movie is everybody who does a voice in Family Guy has at least a small cameo role in the movie.
How many amazing random cameos were there? A million!
I think the big one, and this is the one Larry will be most excited about, and I'm not going to give away anything but
don't
who it is.
Don't say anything.
No, it's just that Ryan Reynolds has a very small cameo and not a single line.
He was so cute, though.
Not a single line.
Did you not get the feeling, though, that he said, like, "Ryan, will you be in my movie?" And Ryan's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Just show up to the set and we'll just have you do it." And he's like, walks on, and like 2 seconds before he walks on stage, he's like, "Oh, and here's your part." And because he just had this blank look, like a bemused look on his face the whole time.
Yeah, and I think that was by design.
It was adorable.
Yeah, we're not giving anything away, Larry. Larry's got his fingers in his ears.
But I thought there was a lot of really cool cameos. Obviously, Mila Kunis who's Meg.
Yeah.
And Joe in the wheelchair, he was in it.
Patrick Warburton.
And the mom.
Yes.
From Family Guy, mm-hmm. She was in it.
Yep, the mom from Family Guy who plays Lois, that's Lois. Alex Borstein, was in it.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was really good. It was 2 hours of just fun. Just fun.
And Giovanni Ribisi was in it.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
I love him.
I'm trying to think. There were just a ton of really good stars. If you go see Ted. If you like Family Guy at all, it's not Family Guy, but it's Family Guy-esque.
And I loved the one scene where he's like, I do not sound at all like Peter Griffin. Oh my God, I was
just
dying.
A little drop. This is, we might as well be talking about vaginas now, Larry, as we're trying so hard
and
not to hear
pussy
us.
Pussy licking. Box eating.
There's a little bit of
carpet
that.
Carpet munching.
Humping the scanner, which was in the trailers. I'm not giving anything away. But yeah, Ted, good movie. And this music that's playing right now plays a large part in the plot of the movie.
Are you still talking about it?
Yes, we are.
And, you know, the thing is, I'm really, sometimes, like, I don't get comedies or I don't appreciate comedies, and sometimes the really dirty stuff kind of freaks me out, and this did not cross a line for me, so if I liked it, I think anybody would appreciate it.
Yeah, good.
We're done?
Yeah, we're done. We both like the movie a lot.
Oh, good.
That's all we're going to say is we both like the movie
a lot. I
want to
see it again. Like, I want to rent it, because there were so many funny lines that I feel like I want to watch it again just to be able to pick up more of it.
You know what? I absolutely, because I want to see it again. And here's why. There were a number of places in the movie where people were laughing so hard I missed stuff.
Yeah.
Which is a really good thing about a comedy. It's
what
a good thing and a bad thing.
Where did you see it at?
I saw it at the Natomas 16.
So did I.
At last night at 8 o'clock.
And I saw it on Saturday early during the matinee.
Dear Natomas, when you have a Friday night movie and you know thousands of people are going to be coming to your theater, especially to see Magic Mike, which sold out all their showings, maybe you can make sure the electronic ticket kiosk is working.
Oh, no.
Well, that's why if you're going on a big opening like that, you should get your tickets ahead of time on, like, Fandango.
Right, except if you do that when possibly you're on the way to dinner, you have to go to the machine to print out your tickets, but they won't let you.
Oh, so that's why you plan ahead. That's all I'm saying.
Gays don't really plan that well.
Oh. You know what? I was having a conversation with somebody today, and I came to this realization of a huge difference between especially gay guys and straight guys. Gay guys get really, really excited about stuff, and straight guys almost never do. I mean, Larry gets very excited about stuff all the time, like super, like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this is great.
I think some of that, and this is just from a female perspective, is that I think gay guys, or at least Larry, is so much more comfortable with his masculine and feminine sides and his emotions that expressing emotion is comfortable for him. Whereas a lot of guys I know are so worried about being manly and not seeming girly or gay or whatever that guys do not express any emotion ever for fear of whatever.
Oh, no, I have no problem expressing emotion. It's just I've never been the last time I was excited enough to be like as excited as Larry was for a stupid movie was when the Angels made the World Series and then when they won the World Series. That was the last time I was that excited about anything.
I remember going to the premiere of Prometheus and there were dudes almost crying. They were so excited.
Were they gay or just nerds?
Heterosexual. Well,
nerds.
They were dressed gay. They were dressed pretty straight. Pretty straight.
Might
have been some dockers.
Did they look like they'd ever had sex with a woman?
Yeah, actually, some were surprisingly not freakish looking.
Okay.
I expect a lot more Dungeons and Dragons kind of people.
Well, you get that every
so
now
can
then.
I make a really
absolutely
crazy side note? Christina Dominguez, a friend of ours.
Christiana.
I can never say her name right.
She's a good friend. Not good enough for Larry to remember her name.
No, I can't, in context, when she's there, I can say Christiana. But when I think of her, it's a hard time. So she's taking her daughter to the Rivercats game, which is the baseball team here, and they're having fireworks.
Right.
Literally, she's been nervous for 2 days straight about how she wants it to be a short game. The game is sponsored by Go Girl Energy Drinks tonight. It's not going to be a short game, girl.
No, probably not.
Ugh, I just had to get that off my chest. Thank you for indulging.
That's okay. You fly a lot, Larry.
I do.
Did you hear about this? A frazzled flight attendant freaked out at passengers who were furious about a five-hour flight delay. They love the letter F in the New York Post. American Eagle attendant Jose Serrano got so agitated at one point that the six-year veteran sky waitress dared terrified passengers to get off the plane. If,
did you
quote,
just call him a sky waitress?
It's really
waitress.
Offensive
I
to
did.
Do that.
I don't give a shit. I don't care if he has been on five tours in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Oh, no, that was a different guy. I'm sorry. There's a guy who's been five tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he's been in combat, and he said he never felt anxiety like he did sitting on a plane with Jose, who flew off the handle. We'll hear a little bit of that in a second. But, yeah, basically, what's wrong with flight attendants lately? They're just absolutely losing their minds.
No, the important question, and as someone that does fly a lot, what's wrong with the flying public, who literally are some of the rudest, when people fly, you see that people are the most self-absorbed people ever. First of all, they don't think turn off electronics doesn't apply to them. And I literally had to sit there and watch flight attendants stand over someone and say, sir, we're not going to be able to depart from the gate. I've literally had to see a flight attendant say, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, the passenger in 7D will not turn off his phone. Under FAA regulations, we cannot depart the gate until he does so. People are rude. Passengers.
They can be. I'm not denying that.
And
but
flight attendants aren't paid anything. And people are really disrespectful to them, like saying waitress in the sky, when in actuality, those flight attendants literally are the people who will save your life if you have it.
Once we close the door, so if you have balls.
If you have balls, is that what he said?
This is your time. Otherwise, you're going to have to fly with Jose.
The chaos began when
you're going to have to fly with Jose. That sounds like a terrible pickup line. I'm sorry. If you get off now, if you have balls, otherwise you're going to have to fly with Jose. So yeah,
it was pretty unprofessional. I mean, I think it's pretty stressful when you want to get where you're going and your plane doesn't take off, and then this guy's being mean.
But being mean to the flight attendant does nothing.
Were they mean to him?
Yes, they didn't show probably the 5 hours leading up to. They were like, "What's going on? What's going on?" I understand the frustration.
He was probably at the end of his rope.
Exactly.
Well, I understand that, but here's where the problem lies. You, as a police officer, as a flight attendant, as the customer service rep at the fucking store.
You got to suck it
up. Your job is to suck it up and deal with it. And this guy is on an airplane with a few hundred people. And you know what?
I don't think it was a big plane. It was a little plane.
Whatever. There were 50 people. And maybe 5 of them were dicks. That means 45 people got reamed out for something they had nothing to do with.
Yeah.
And that's bullshit. I'm sorry. That's just complete bullshit. And you, at this point, you really have to know that someone's going to pull out their phone and record you, too. So,
well, the fact is, if he's a flight attendant for one of the commuter airlines, one of the small planes, he's probably making $17,000 a year. And at that point, gives a rat's ass.
That's a bullshit argument. And you know what? Here's why. I've heard that all my fucking life. I've heard that all my career.
Angry Nate.
I'm sick of this shit. Every asshole who doesn't make any money. You know, I didn't make dick shit money in a lot of jobs too. And you know how you don't make dick shit money? You don't blow up at people just because you're having a bad day. Because if you do, you know what? You never get promoted. You never get a better job, and you're stuck in your shithole job complaining that everybody treats me like crap. How about you act like a fucking professional, you goddamn loser, and maybe, just maybe, someone will recognize something in you and move you up the line. Fucking bullshit excuses. Do your job the best you can, and things will get better for
you. Unless you're a meter maid, don't write tickets or anything.
Girl, someone's never going to get 2 bags of snack mix on their flight again.
What? Listen,
you're on some secret list for in-flight crews.
No, I'm not just talking about flight attendants or this guy. I'm talking about any job. If your excuse for you do your job poorly is I don't get paid well, you know what? Fuck you. You're starting at the bottom of the ladder, just like everybody else did. And the difference between you and the people that are making more money is they sucked it up, they did their thing, and they got better in their career, in their job, and they did better. So it's just a bullshit excuse. I'm sorry.
Do you need a hug?
No, I'm done. I feel better now. You know why else I feel better? There's a Jersey Shore spinoff, bitches.
Oh, yeah.
You and your Jersey Shore.
Ever since we met each other.
Hello! Party's here!
I do love her.
Jenny has been my best friend.
Don't tell anybody!
No one's looking at you!
Stop it!
She can lift my spirit at the drop of a hat.
Smell my finger.
Snooki and JWoww.
Hi, Poop. I think we should go look for apartments tomorrow.
The fact that we're both ready to make this commitment, it's really exciting.
You look pale.
And it's begun.
Larry's got a call coming in.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, he ran.
I know.
Why does Snooki wear big bows in her hair now all the time? Because
she's
a new thing.
She's pregnant.
This is huge.
That's one of the things they reveal in the opening episode. Is that she was engaged and
I'm pregnant.
And
I'm
she's
engaged.
Pregnant. There you go.
How did this happen? You know,
sex.
So yeah, it's just stupid fun. It's stupid, pointless fun. And because they're so crazy, that's why it's fun. That's why the Pauly D show didn't really do well.
Yeah, because, but they're hilarious little ding-dongs. I think people will watch.
Oh.
It'll certainly be better than What's Her Nuts Palin.
Oh, yeah. That was canceled, by the way.
Yeah.
Absolutely canceled. Bristol Palin show, canceled.
I prefer What's Her Nuts Palin.
What's Her Nuts Palin. What's Her Boobs Palin.
Yeah.
All right. Larry's got a big awards thing to go to in just a second. Well, we're almost done, Larry. We're it's time for Small Town News.
I was getting texts and calls. People are not concerned that I'm coming, but making sure I'm going. No, there's a difference between
coming and going.
A big difference. Coming means like, are you coming means, like you're late. Going means are you going to come tonight? Is that what straight girls do when they come?
Sometimes.
If you're doing it right. It's true.
Do you know what really butch... Okay, really butch dudes, like the butchest gay dudes you know, when they have sex, they become like really girly. And they'll be like, and really sort of feminine dudes, I'm telling you gay secrets, when they literally like twinkish, when they fuck, they're like, fuck yeah, take my motherfucking cock. It's role reversal.
Paul doesn't do either of those
things. He's not gay.
No.
Does he just lay there quietly until you're done?
No, but he doesn't scream like a girl or tell me to take his motherfucking cock. He does neither of those
because
things.
Because if he said that, what would you do?
I would giggle.
Well, you might be like, yes, sir.
Oh, I might.
Do you like it when guys call it, like, say, like, mama or, like, hey, little, like, hey, fuck yeah, little lady, or, like, call you naughty names?
Yes, but not like a cowboy.
What about, like, I know, what about, like, what about they say really explicit things like, you dirty slut?
In the right moment, that's kind of hot. Aww.
Yeah. I agree wholeheartedly.
Sorry, just some drops from the Bald Brian soundboard.
Yeah, in the moment it can be hot. You know, I dated a guy that used to call my vagina my little sister. That he wanted to see my little sister, and I always thought that was kind of
creepy,
And weird.
That's more than kind of creepy and weird. That is creepy and weird. I'm sorry. Yeah, I never fell into that naming body parts thing.
No,
it just seems very strange to me. And it is. It's very strange. But hey, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
But he also did sort of that daddy thing. He would call me like his good little girl. Hot.
That only makes it worse.
No, see, I think daddy boy talks hot, especially if you're with it. You're like, yeah, how do you like that boy? Arg. God, why am I disclosing so much today?
I'm horny.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be, girl. Should be tired.
Even more disclosure. All right. Well, we've reached pretty much the end of the show.
Aww.
I know. It's crazy. It's an anniversary show.
You're very brave.
It's true. And it's time for...
Small Town News. Everybody loves that Small Town News.
Yeah. Small Town News, bitches. This time, Small Town News coming to us from Missoula, Montana.
Missoula.
Yeah. Small Town News, if you didn't hear a couple weeks ago, the crap paper in Vermont that I've been getting Small Town News from has decided they want to charge like $150 a year for a subscription, and I'm like,
yeah, no.
No, we're making fun of your paper because it's crap. Your stories are poorly written and ill-conceived. I'm not paying $150 for that. So Missoula, Montana, the folks at the High Noon Petroleum have found a new way to turn a dinosaur into gasoline. They're offering a $250 gas card for information leading to the safe return of Dino, a 12-foot-long fiberglass Sinclair dinosaur that disappeared June 21st from the Crossroads Travel Center west of Missoula. We just wonder what happened to him, High Noon marketing manager Earl Allen said Friday. It's a little odd for him to just walk away. The 6-foot-tall green dinosaur sat on a hill overlooking Interstate 90 for at least 5 years, Allen said, with occasional appearances in University of Montana homecoming parades. That was his home for a number of years, Allen said. Allen also said that taking a prehistoric icon would have been a bit of a project. Quote, it's not like you can just throw him in the back of a pickup. Anybody with information on Dino's whereabouts is asked to call High Noon.
I had a friend that did that with a giant giraffe, like a 12-foot giraffe that was in someone's yard, and they just snatched it and ran.
Snatched it?
They snatched the giraffe.
Clean and snatched.
They actually stole every lawn ornament in the entire town and then concreted them all into somebody's front yard.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was a big project.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Hey, you guys, have an awesome 4th of July.
Yeah, everybody this is coming out on the 4th of July. It's our Independence Day gift to you.
Yeah, I'm going to be partying with my friends Mark and Lori.
Woo!
I'm going to be on a plane tomorrow.
Yay!
I may, in fact, be in Carmichael, hanging out, not with you,
whatever.
Apparently. No, well, you didn't invite me. Invited Mark and Lori or whoever.
Mark and Lori.
Whatever.
Are you going to be with Ted?
I might be with Ted.
Awesome.
Unless I get bored and decide to nap.
Ah.
Depends. That's it for 1 year of Mel on the Nate Darling Show.
Hell yeah, happy Meliversary. Yeah,
it's a Meliversary, everybody.
To many, many more.
Hey, remember, if you're going to shop Amazon, please do so through our site. It's natedarlingshow.com, and click the Shop Amazon Through Us tab. it helps support the show, and it doesn't cost you anything, and we really do appreciate it. Whether you're buying, I don't know, a thing to hang pots and pans from your ceiling, maybe an ebook, maybe some DVDs.
Or a giant butt plug.
Mm-hmm, with lube. Yay. With lube, of course, because you can get it all at Amazon.com through NateDarlingShow.com. Larry, safe travels, my friend. Mel, enjoy your 4th of July. Everybody else, have a good one. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Au revoir.
And she never won. She said to never.